This is News Talk.
And I'll start today with the Irish Independent. Varadkar wants rules changed to allow large festivals. It says Leo Varadkar is to push his government colleagues to allow Electric Picnic and other outdoor events to go ahead. He's likely to intervene in the growing row over the Laois Music Festival, despite the government officially saying it's a matter for the organiser MCD and Laois County Council. The local authority said yesterday there was no provision in law to revisit its decision to refuse a licence for the event, and said a new application for a licence would take too long for the event to go ahead next month. The Fine Gael leader favours a change to the statutory instrument, according to the paper, that currently prohibits outdoor gatherings of more than 500 people, except for specific events, including last Sunday's All-Ireland Hurling Final. This could potentially allow other large outdoor events to go ahead next month and in October, but it's unclear if attendance would be limited to the fully vaccinated. The issue is likely to be dealt with at the Cabinet COVID Committee meeting tomorrow, when NPHET's latest advice on when the remaining public health restrictions can be eased will be discussed. That restriction story over on the front of the Irish Times: the vast majority of people over the age of 16 would have to be vaccinated before the National Public Health Emergency Team considers a more widespread easing of restrictions. It's emerged. The team met yesterday to finalise its advice to government ahead of the meeting of the Cabinet COVID subcommittee tomorrow. It's understood that members of NPHET believe that somewhere between 85 and 90% of over 16s will need to be fully vaccinated before any widespread further easing of restrictions can be recommended. Government sources believe that this means that many of the remaining restrictions will stay in place until at least October. That story then on the front of the Examiner. The paper goes with, after a meeting of NPHET, members agreed to leave the ultimate decision on the roadmap for reopening society to the government. Their overall message is that as the number of people who are fully vaccinated rises, more options become available. Also on the front of that paper, a story about climate change. Last year was Europe's warmest on record by a significant margin, the latest in an annual series of global climate reports show. The average temperature in Europe in 2020 was 1.9 degrees Celsius above the long-term average from 1981 to 2010, and that's according to an analysis by the American Meteorological Society. Back on the front of the Irish Times, Ryanair Chief Executive Michael O'Leary, he has warned that the Irish aviation and tourism industries are facing 4 to 5 years of difficulties. He also said Ryanair is moving 10 to 20% of its Irish capacity to other European countries where aviation's recovering faster. The businessman sharply criticised the government's handling of aviation during the pandemic and accused the Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, of doing nothing for the sector for 13 months. Mr O'Leary said the idea domestic holidaymakers could save Irish tourism was bizarre, and the sector would face serious trouble unless the state fought to win back routes to boost inbound tourism. Also on the front of the Irish Independent, Ian Bailey has warned RTE he'll complain to broadcasting standards watchdogs if he's excluded from a Late Late Show feature on Sophie Toscan de Plantier. The 64-year-old has threatened to go to the BAI if the show fails to give him a fair opportunity to defend his innocence. Mr Bailey admitted he was deeply concerned at reports the show will broadcast a segment to mark the 25th anniversary of the unsolved murder of the French woman in West Cork in 1996. Mr Bailey, who's consistently protested his innocence in relation to the crime, insisted that if he's to be mentioned as part of the programme, he wants the opportunity to defend himself on air. To the tabloids now, and back to the Electric Picnic story, an exclusive on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. It says the Electric Picnic Festival has been thrown a lifeline, with the Attorney General to be consulted on options aimed at allowing it to go ahead. Officials were scrambling to find solutions last night that would allow the festival to proceed after Laois County Council refused it permission. The rest of the papers there have a mix of that Electric Picnic story and our lovely mini mini heatwave. Some of other stories of interest in the papers this morning. In the Irish Times, page 3, the Garda's recent pro-arrest approach with perpetrators of domestic abuse must continue after the pandemic, Women's Aid has urged. In a submission to the Oireachtas Committee on Justice, the charity says domestic abuse refuges are urgently needed in 9 counties in the state that do not have one. In a separate submission, Safe Ireland has warned that 6 units of refuge accommodation about to close in Dublin for essential maintenance will be replaced with accommodation that will neither be staffed nor offer additional security, as it is consistent with refuge accommodation. Despite a welcome focus on domestic violence since the pandemic, say the NGOs, policy is being formulated without accurate data on the extent of the gender-based violence. In the Irish Daily Mirror, knife crime crackdown. A special expert group is to be set up to consider how to tackle the scourge of knife crime. The Department of Justice is planning to set up a subgroup of the Anti-Social Behaviour Forum, and as reported here on News Talk, Gardaí have seized more than 1,000 knives this year. Stats also show 44% of seizures from 2005 to 2019 in Ireland were from those aged between 12 and 23. Fine Gael's Neil Richmond, who has been calling for a response to the issue, welcomed the news. The Dublin Rathdown TD is now urging the new forum to follow the Scottish example and implement programmes. He said it's vital that the subgroup will work quickly to develop plans and look at what's being done in that country to tackle knife crime at source. Back in the Irish Times, Varadkar urges major wind power expansion. Tánaiste has called for a huge expansion in wind power to tackle growing constraints on the electricity network because of surging demand from big tech data centres. Data centres have been criticised for putting the national grid under acute pressure, but Mr. Varadkar, who's Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment, blamed a problem of inadequate supply. In a submission to the Commission for Regulation on Utilities in recent weeks, officials in his department have said data centres and industry should not become a scapegoat for challenges on the national electricity grid. Also in that paper, going back to that crash last week which killed the family in Galway, the family in Karzan Ahmed, who died with his wife and baby in a collision on the M6, have sent their thanks to the people of Ireland for contributing to a fund aimed at repatriating the family. A GoFundMe page was established on Monday, and the target of €40,000, it has now raised over €100,000 there. Another few stories that I'll bring you. Fans of Love Island, now this is kind of a worthy use for the show. The hit reality TV show Love Island is being used to showcase toxic behaviour as part of a UCC-developed initiative which empowers students to challenge sexual harassment and violence. UCC graduates have been using clips from this year's show, which finalised this week, as case studies and conversation starters as part of the university's groundbreaking bystander intervention programme. And directed by Louise Crowley, professor at UCC's School of Law, the Bystander Programme is part of a strategy to the issues of sexual misconduct and violence amongst university students. And that, obviously, a good story there.
On 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com, this is News Talk.